You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, welcome once again to another edition of American Workers Radio here on 860 AM, serving southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware on the radio. And the entire world can tune in simply by going to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Live link. As you know, our broadcast will also be up in a few hours after the show, and you can listen anytime, and I urge you to copy the link and send it out to family members and friends, because this is a common sense broadcast, and I want to say thank you to the many people that do just what I mentioned. And we get a lot of nice people, remarks from people. The campaign continues to grow. People are seeing that our message is good. Our panelists are wonderful. And everything that we try to do is on a very positive basis. I wish that was the way a lot of other things were in the USA. I'm also urging you to work with the theme that we have for 2019, working together for the best interests of America and American workers. First of all, I want to say a special thank you to Mark Andel, founder of the Made in America store, a very faithful member of our panel, Larkin Connolly, national small business advocate, Rich Loges, principal of RJL Technology Integration, and of course, Curtis Ellis, who is on assignment today. And I would also like to say thank you to our engineer, Henry Chaplinsky, who really keeps the mechanism of everything moving along. I'm Michael Blihash, always honored to be with you, discussing the real issues facing America. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to just say, a fake document was used to cause 2 years of hell in America. It cost America's taxpayers tens of millions of dollars and took away a lot of valuable time for important issues like things that we discuss, ways to support American workers, expand businesses, support the businesses in the USA so that we have more products made in America. We did all this while the government people were filled up with nonsense. In fact, over 2,400 subpoenas were issued during the two-year witch hunt. Thousands of people were interviewed looking for evidence against President Trump that didn't exist. After 2 years, the Robert Mueller report was authorized last week, and people saw for themselves that there was no Russia collusion. If I ever heard a statement that drove me insane for 2 years, Russia collusion, Russia collusion, and now to find out that it's a total hoax, that's really a disgrace. And it puts me in a different frame of mind that we can't cater to anybody. I'd rather see all those dollars that were used to do the Mueller investigation used for our schools, to put the trades back in, to do things that are going to help our youth be ready for the jobs. Right now we have 6 million jobs in America. We can't fill them because we don't have people with enough day-to-day skills graduating from our schools, that we have to bring in more visa people. But additionally, before I turn to Rich Loges, the hoax was also allowed to go on and fill the national media and to all that would listen to them and fill the people with hate and all that goes along with hate. It put a lot of doubt in the people's minds in our country that the president was no good, the system was no good, everything that we were doing was no good. What a total disgrace. This is the disgrace of disgraces. I really believe that the news media has really killed its standards. People will not listen to them. And from what I saw, the standards were very poor for the investigation. There was no timeline for a mid-investigation report to at least the Justice Department. There was nothing. I would rather see that time that was wasted helping us to talk about issues important to us, talk about the trade agreements that have been changed, talk about the taxes that have been changed, talk about what kind of skills we need. And as the president said, and not every person loves the president, not every person hates the president, but he is the president. I respect him for the job that he's doing. This should never happen to another president. With that, I'm going to go to Rich Loges. Rich, good morning. How are you? And God bless.
Hey, Michael. Good morning to everyone and to our listeners. If I sound like I've got my hand over my nose, I've been in a lot of pain, Michael, to speak, but I had to come on and say my short, brief rant about Russia. And I have 2 points, one of which you just actually alluded to regarding who the president is. Whatever my or one's opinion about President Obama when he was elected and in his post-presidency, whatever one's opinions about President Obama, I never hoped, Michael, or wished that President Obama would be a traitor to his country. I never wanted or wished for that. And after the Mueller report was submitted, half of America, the Democratic Party, the DMIC Democrat Media Industrial Complex, were all upset that their president isn't a traitor. Think about that for a moment. Think about what I just said. That in a country that they had wished that their president was a traitor so they could remove him from office.
Interesting point, Rich. Wow, that's a very...
In the history of the Democratic Party, they have had some epic, historic defeats in chronological order, such as 1954 Supreme Court ruling, Brown v. Topeka, Kansas Board of Education, where the Supreme Court corrected its worst ruling ever, 1896, Plessy v. Ferguson, where in Brown versus Board of Ed, the Supreme Court said that the Democrat invention of Jim Crow and segregation is not constitutional. Separate but equal is not constitutional. That was a historic loss for the Democratic Party, Michael. Fast forward, Bush versus Gore, 19 years ago. If the Supreme Court had intervened 19 years later, Al Gore would still be walking out in Florida. You know that? He'd be knocking on my door. Hey, Rich, just want to make sure your vote was counted 19 years ago. So the Supreme Court ended that madness, that attempt to steal an election, which is exactly what the Democrats got. I didn't even vote for George Bush, but I know call spade a spade. And then let's go to 2016. The most glass-ceiling-shattering electoral win in the history of the United States, where literally every industry, a major party, and half of the nominee's party were against him. Virtually every industry in the United States, Michael, was against us in 2016, and the Democrats lost. And now let's fast forward to this past weekend. I think this entire Mueller report, all of it, what it really did is it exposed all of the Stalinism within the Democratic Party, because the head of the police state in Stalin's Soviet Union was a man named Lavrentiy Beria, and he had a saying, show me a man, and I'll show you his crime. Remember that, Michael? Show me a man, and I'll show you his crime. This debacle that has happened with the Democratic Party on this Stalinist Russia scam, in my opinion, is as epic and historic a defeat that they have ever experienced in the history of this republic. That's what I think.
And you're absolutely right. There is nobody.
What I just said was worth being in pain over.
But you know, Rich, for 2 years, it went on for too long. It's a bad example of justice in America. Quite frankly, I believe that Mueller knew that 6 months into the process. This was dragging the feet.
Every single person. It's like Lavrenti Beria knew that the man he accused whatever crime of was probably not guilty, right? They all knew it. They all knew that. And Michael, can I say one other thing?
Absolutely.
My daughter's itching to get on this show, Michael. Isabel, say hi.
Hi.
Did you guys hear that? Isabella, let me ask you something. The guys on the show want to know, do you want to build a wall?
Yeah.
Get loud. I can't hear you. Do you want to build a wall?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you guys hear that? Even a two-year-old knows that walls, borders, and barriers are natural.
You know, when I thought at least when the Mueller report came out, it would end all of the aggravation. Instead, people found ways to try to justify, well, maybe this, maybe that. There was nothing going on, period. And they should have said that a year and a half ago and said, we couldn't find anything to date, but we will keep this committee going for another 6 months or so in case something does come up. Not to make this a two-year nightmare that absolutely went nowhere. In fact, quite honestly, the report should be read on air, or at least everybody, at least the dossier, that this document that they had, it should be up online and it should be read on air so that people know what is this dossier all about. People ask me all the time, what exactly is that? What are they talking about? And I say, well, that should have been up online as soon as it came up, because people would see for themselves that this is stupid. I would like to see, quite frankly, the whole House and Senate have to sit there and every word of the Mueller report be read as they sit at full attention. Get this thing over and off the table. We saw that it wasted time, money, energy, and of course took a lot of human capital. People who should have been benefiting, our young people in schools and all, they could have taken that $50 million and used it better by getting those trades back into the schools. Yes, Richard.
Michael, the fact that, and look, I'm not saying that a lot of the media we consume is always great and doesn't sometimes tell only one side of the story. I'm not saying that. Our side is not angelic either. But the reality is that you have for 2+ years an entire Democrat media industrial complex that served exactly the same purpose as the Pravda, the Soviet communist newspaper, as Joseph Goebbels, the minister of propaganda in Nazi Germany, as any state-run media, Michael.
That's right.
And the fact that CNN and MSNBC and the New York and all these clowns, all these colluders, you want to talk about real colluders, is the D-Mike and the Democrats.
Now, Rich, as a man who worked in the media, I think you and I are, all of us are working at some point in the media. I think the media is going to try to step back slowly away from this issue as much as they can, because this is the biggest I told you so moment in political history, at least in our time. Anyone can make false accusations. When those false accusations are seen to be false, they should be put on the front page and said they were false, not apologies,
Michael,
on the back page, which is normally the way it works.
Michael, we have a system of justice and law and order in this country that I understand doesn't work perfectly all the time. But you have a Fifth Amendment right of due process. You have Sixth and Seventh Amendment rights of a jury by an impartial jury. You have a 14th Amendment right of equal protection. That is our system of justice. And what the Democrats and the D-Mike, they believe the opposite. It's just like I said, show me a man, I'll show you his crime. They believe that someone is guilty, presumed guilty, until proven innocent beyond a reasonable doubt, when in reality, the opposite is how our system works. You are presumed innocent through due process until proven beyond a reasonable guilty beyond a reasonable doubt by a jury of your peers. And this Russia scam, it's what it is. It's the government version of Bernie Madoff. That's what this scam is. And eventually it collapsed under its own weight. And it further draws the line in the sand, Michael. And this is my last point. This Russia scam further affirms a question, a national question for American voters. Do you want a government that is afraid of you? The government works for us, Michael, and when they're doing a good job, we should reward it. And when they're not, we should criticize. The government is subservient to the people. Do we want a country where the government fears the people, or do we want a country where the people fear the government? What Russia did was it drew the line that the people should be afraid of the government, just like they should have been afraid of the government in the Soviet Union, in Nazi Germany, in fascist Italy, in Sharia theocracies, in socialist and communist regimes in South America, on and on, Michael. That's our version of it here. That's what it is. So what do we want? What kind of country? Who's fearing whom? Does the government fear us, or do we fear the government?
Right.
That is the national question for the American voter going into this year, next year, and beyond.
And by the way, this is going to have to be addressed now and through the next election.
Address it at the ballot box, Michael.
Address it
at the damn ballot box.
The sad part of the whole thing is, before I go to Mark and Larkin, is that Mr. Mueller knew this was the end of the road for many, many months. Why didn't he announce it 8 months ago? Why wasn't there that mid-investigation report to at least the Justice Department? There was nothing. It was silence. Everybody was wondering when the shoe is going to drop. And when the shoe dropped, it dropped on everybody but the president, who was the man most accused of doing all this stuff. First of all, I've met Donald Trump long before his election, 10, 12 years ago. He's not the person who would be interested, from what I saw in seeing him those few times, that's going to be interested in taking advice from some foreign country. It just didn't make sense to me. It reminds me also that we have to start looking at what is being done in the country to fund elections. Take, for instance, this. A state election, say Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, that should be totally funded within the state. In other words, the people supporting that election should come from money from the state. They should talk about workers and jobs and businesses and taxes. Why are elections being funded from outside the United States of America and from other states? Why is a Jersey election being funded by some organization or some business in California? It doesn't make sense. The whole thing has got to come around so that we can protect ourselves, number one. We can protect our borders, number two. We can protect our workers, number three. And we can have a future for your children, my children, my grandchildren, Mark's children, Larkin's children and grandchildren. We don't want to hear about these witch hunts and all in the media. I want to tune in and I want to be educated. What is being discussed for the benefit of America and America's taxpayers? We want everybody to be a taxpayer. I don't want anybody on welfare. And in fact, I don't like the way the news media continues to divide people by race, color, and creed. That's something I never liked. I'm in human services. I work with people of every nationality, every creed. You know, people who have a need, we get it over with so that they can get back to where they should be. But how dare these people in the media repeat all this garbage? And why are they giving all this attention to people who are elected and paid to do a job in Washington and for the people who elected them in their individual states? I rest my case. Oh, sometimes. Mark, how did you enjoy all this that happened with the Mueller investigation?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? And Rich, I hope you get a good recovery. You're a trooper for coming on. Larkin, nice to be with you. And Henry, you're always making us sound good. But the listeners, Mike, you know, when I first heard the Mueller investigation's done, I was thankful, but then I started to hear the comments after. But I think it's a huge day or week for our president. I think, just like you talked about, Mike, I feel the same as you and Rich. And this, there's so much time and money that was spent on it, 22 months. You could do so much positive and keep this country thriving like it should be instead of trying to slow it down and cripple it. And, you know, I think for the people and just the people in my company, I got 90 employees you talk to, maybe a handful, they can't believe, if anything, it showed how crooked the media is, how you got to watch what you listen to. I think everything's recorded and taped that they had said right along the lines, the CNN and all. You can go back now. Now they're, I think they're in trouble, Mike. It really is an eye-opener, no matter how they try to recover, and they still want more investigations after 22 months of wasting our taxpayers' money. But I think it's a big, big day for the American people that really stood up to this and elected a president that has this type of strength and toughness to put up with that while you're doing your job, Mike. It's just unheard of.
It's scary. You know, I say this, that just this morning I was driving in and I heard on the news media people were saying, well, the president has to be accountable for something that was done 22 years ago. I said, oh, no, that's not what it's all about. A president is only accountable for what he does from the day elected to the day he leaves office.
And Mike, I want to add, you know, I like that President Trump said, I hope no other, let's make sure no other president goes through this again.
Absolutely.
He's only on for a term, but that's a huge statement because this should never be done. Once you're elected, like you said, like him or not, respect, he's the president of the United States. For somebody to go through this hell and try to run a country that's in trouble, we're the number one country in the world, and this is just this is a disgrace to everyone.
It is. Mark, can you imagine what young people heard through the media, heard in their classrooms, the president is this, the president is that? How are we going to take those things back and tell them the president was not guilty?
Yeah, the media tried. They couldn't convince people, so they tried to confuse them, and boy, did they get caught in this.
I'll tell you, I give credit. I really do. And now watching President Trump, I give him credit. I don't know if anyone else could have taken this. I really don't know if anybody could have taken it. They would have collapsed under the pressure.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, he did his job, and now look what happened. The wall has to be built because of the failed veto, and we have all these other things that we are trying to do in America. It's a new day. We have to turn the page. We have to do something positive. Let's put all this crap. In fact, I'm pleading with everybody listening and everyone who will hear rebroadcasts of this. Please go out of your way to support America and America's made label, because that's where it's all about. And you know why we're talking about this morning, another issue. I was up very early this morning. I had two coffees, so I'm really wound up today. But, you know, we were talking about how many stores are closing in America because sales are down and the people are just saying, I don't have enough storage units to keep all this stuff for the seasons. I'm paying $100 a month for keeping all my shoes and my beachwear and all in a storage unit. But one person said something very interesting, and it's a listener of our show. It was a nice lady, and I talked with her in the Wawa today. She said to me, you know, after listening to you guys, I decided I don't need all that foreign-made stuff. She said, in fact, I don't want all that foreign-made stuff on my feet or on my back. I said, oh, my God, I'm going to bring you on the show. She says, oh, no, I'm not interested. But she said, it's true. We have become so possessed with goods. We want goods. We want everything to fill our houses. You know, houses were built with closets for actual need, not for you to grow into needing pods and storage containers and everything else. But
yeah,
Mueller did possibly something good came from this, and that is it can never happen to another president, and all of these issues have to be put on the table. They have to be given a timeline. It has to be a report in 6 months, not 2 years. It's stupid.
The truth came out, and Mike, I'd like to take time to talk about something else. We always talk about skilled trades, and I just finished my fifth panel board workforce meeting career day this past Friday at Alden Schools, another local school. So I've done East Aurora, Holland Schools by us, Olean and Iroquois, and this was my fifth school. 5 hours they gave. Pre-planned, fourth year they did this. They have 100 businesses in the school. They give the kids from 8th grade to 12th grade 5 hours. And I'm talking to 8th graders, 12th graders. I'm with Praxair, Moog, all top businesses, and this school's readjusted. The metal shops are back. The wood shops are back. I had a mother bring her two daughters in, she was military family, so they move a bunch. They were in Colorado. This little eighth grader talked to me. She said, "Mister, I welded in sixth grade." I said, "You did?" She goes, "Yeah, my sister here loves academics, loves the books and that. I don't. And I want to work with my hands, and I love it, and that's what's my passion." And I said to the mother, "Hats off to you for allowing them to choose their own path." She said, "That's the way it should be. My one daughter loves the books and academics, and this, my other daughter wants nothing to do. She wants to build things, if it's cosmetology to, you know, robotics to CAD. She's interested in everything." This was an eighth grader. These kids were mature. Some held two jobs in ninth grade. I was so impressed, Larkin. You would have loved it. But what, hats off, everybody's starting to, our panel board was filled with some younger kids who said, "Hey, if college, nobody's down in college, but maybe it's not right out of high school. If you don't know what you want to be, get into the skilled trades," and everybody agreed that the skilled trades should have a degree. We got to stop talking down with it. Talk up, and these people, everybody needs workers. So it was a big day, Mike. I just want to bring it up. We're making change, and these kids were impressive from 9th to 12th grade, and this school is allowing them a path, and it's going to be the first school in New York to manufacture a product, keep the school open over a summer, actually manufacture their own product or somebody else's product in that school, and then sell it so they get the whole life cycle of a product from birth to selling it.
You know, Mark, what you're talking about is coming to my attention. Also, a friend of mine has a better half who is a teacher in a college. And the Delaware, state of Delaware schools has instituted new programs to push all the trade programs. In fact, they are, what I understand, mandated for 10th, 11th, and 12th graders. And maybe even going into the middle schools. I'm going to get more information about that and send it to you. We were talking the other day, and she was telling me about it, and I said, "Well, this is something that should happen all over the country." I, in fact, mentioned it to one of my friends in Harrisburg, and he said, "Michael, the problem is, do you realize how much money it will take to institute those programs, the trade programs again?" I said, "Yes, you're right, Ed. Do you know how much money we lose every day in human capital by not?"
I feel bad for the students through these past 10, 20 years. We're sold another lie like the Mueller investigation, where when they find out there's no jobs or they got this debt for $250,000 that they can't live with and they're moving back home. The system has to change. Again, they were sold something that's not real. It wasn't factual. You know, kids need a purpose. One size fits all does not work.
And, you know, good you said that. You're right, Mark. And what Adam Andrzejewski presented us 3 weeks ago on this broadcast, and I encourage all of you to go on our front page and look at the site, openthebooks.com. You will see how much money is wasted on tenured teachers who do about 10 hours of work a week in their classes, how much the administrators are getting. Some are getting $32,000 a month pension, which is, this is where the tuitions are going, especially in the private institutions. They are needing all that tuition money. So these young people are going into student debt, paying down the teachers' unemployment, but their pensions and their health benefits and everything else. It doesn't make sense. This is being exposed by Adam, and I urge you people to listen to it, what he has to say on our past broadcast, and also openthebooks.com. Click on that link and go to your state. When you go to your state, it'll go to all your institutions. You'll be able to see what kind of federal workers you have, how much they're paid, how much their pensions are. Let's start taking a look at this. A big portion of our capital in this country is being used, the money we're collecting is being used toward pensions, which is unfair, because the regular worker, if he doesn't have a pension benefit at the place where he works, he has to be satisfied with Social Security and the rate that the Social Security gives that person when they retire. Yet these administrators, who do their best to keep charging higher tuitions to the boys and girls and the parents that go there, They are getting huge amounts of money, and I really think that Adam Andrzejewski and OpenTheBooks.com did a very good job presenting that. I urge you to listen to the past broadcast when he was on 3 weeks ago. You can go to listen to rebroadcast anytime, and you'll be able to hear it, and then look at the site. People went there and they were educated. I've been on it 10 times already. I'm in disbelief at how some of the money is being used and how some of the money is being wasted. Larkin, I know you're ready to go. Tell me everything.
Good morning, Michael. If I tell you everything I know, that'll take me about 90 seconds, and we'll have to move on to somebody else. You know, it's funny. As a character on the radio, Michael's language changes about every month or so, and you are now in your "it doesn't make any sense" phase, and I enjoy that. I will tell you, if you look at Adam's site and you don't say to yourself at least 10 times once a minute, it doesn't make any sense, you're not reading it properly, because so much of this doesn't make sense. I want to move back to an earlier comment about the Mueller thing. I have a relative who is progressive and liberal and doesn't like Trump, which is fine. Isn't very verbose about it, but you can tell that he or she doesn't like Trump. But at any rate, the first comment out of her mouth when she heard that there had been a conspiracy found in the Mueller investigation was, "Thank God." And I thought, so few of Americans had that reaction, "Thank God." I mean, that's the reaction. That's the legitimate reaction. Who wants to be, to have the president of their country involved in conspiracy? Now, I had all the confidence in the world that there was some confusion at the top. And I know that Donald Trump isn't so stupid, egomaniacal maybe, but not stupid to be out there doing. As a matter of fact, he's been 10 times tougher on Putin than Obama was. 10 times tougher than Obama was. But everybody says, hey, he says, puts his arm around him and shakes his hand when he sees him. Oh, they must be best buddies. It's absolutely ridiculous. One of the things that, and of course, that's the most important thing that came out of Rich's mouth. He's 100% right. We should all be relieved that there was no conspiracy found. And the fact that I find that the Democrats right now are at a seminal moment. They can step back and say, okay, let's get on with governing the country immediately. This is behind us. We can second guess why it took so long. A million different questions will come out of this, and the history books will treat them all the way they need to be treated. But the Democrats have one of two ways to go, and we all know that. They're either going to sit down and say, okay, let's get back to work, or they're going to try to extend this chicanery. And allow me to tell you that if they do that, they will provide the answer to another progressive. We're talking about the election. There's another liberal, I have a lot of liberals around me, who said to me, don't worry about it. The Democrats will find some way to lose. It's very true. And I'm sure it pains them to even think about it, but it's so true. They'll find a way to lose. They always do. I keep on sitting in my easy chair with my book or watching the television, and I keep on repeating to myself, Hillary Clinton lost a presidential election to Donald Trump. Just say that to yourself about three times. Hillary Clinton lost an election that most pollsters had her winning by high double digits. He lost an election to Donald Trump. How stupid can you be? But she's going to find a variety of ways to blame everybody else except herself.
Yes, and you know, Larkin, those people who were working, there were a lot of extra people brought into the system there in Washington to help Mr. Mueller. Now they're able to collect unemployment for a while. And though all that, it's just going to be an extension of a nightmare. And all this should be put on the front page of the newspaper. This is what it really cost. They said $22 million just for Mueller and his team. And then they said, well, there were a lot of people, extra people who were brought in. That's $25 million for the people who are regularly part of the justice system that needed extra assistance and all. This was a $50 million fake. Hoax, whatever you want to call it, witch hunt. And, you know, why can't they be out hunting for ways to get more businesses back?
Let me say this about that. There's 2 points that need to be made about what you just said. The first one is somewhere, very quietly, the Judicial Committee or someone in Congress needs to go back and figure out how this started. How did we ever get on this road? And was it legitimate? And if you don't do that, you're destined to repeat it.
You're right. Larkin, I would like to know exactly what brought it about. I don't know that. Most people don't know exactly how it happened.
Sore losers.
Well, how did it happen? I could say, Larkin, I saw you on the beach with 50 blondes. Now defend yourself to your wife. I mean, that would be to do that, but...
I've always felt that it was a conspiracy on the part of the Democrats to just keep Trump so busy defending himself that he couldn't do anything.
That's right. And you know why, Larkin, I agree with that statement? Because for 30 years, nothing was really happening in America, and it's different. It's really difficult. It's different to have a non-political person come in and all of a sudden turn over the coin and say, we're going to look at the trade agreements. We're going to see why we have so many people in the country that we are helping support, educate, but they're not legally here. We're going to talk to people around the world and say, pay your fair share in what we are providing. We can't be your defenders and all of it. You're making money and we're losing money. There was a person that came in, a cowboy, a new sheriff came into town and really attacked the issue. And of course, the press doesn't like that. And if the people who were in charge, all those people, some of those people should have been out of Congress and the Senate many, many years ago. They don't like it because it shows that they did poorly or nothing. Yes, Larkin.
Well, it's a perfect case for term limits. And I think a smarter, more dedicated Congress that knew they only had just so much time to get accomplished what they've come or they feel like they've been elected to do, well, you know, they wouldn't spend time on foolish stuff like this. But when you're a 79-year-old Speaker of the House, is that the best they can do? You have nobody in the bullpen? You have nobody down on the farm team? You have nobody in the dugout? You got to go to the retirement home? You got a 79-year-old woman to be your Speaker of the House? Makes no sense to me. Hey, and listen, the Republicans are just as guilty on the other side. They really are.
Yeah, this is, Larkin, this is both a Democrat and a Republican and an independent issue. Nobody's been looking out for the future of America for 30 years.
No, they've been looking out for their own futures.
That's exactly right.
Extremely wealthy. And listen, let me make a second point that you need to understand. They had to have this investigation. Once the press got a hold of the fact that Donald Trump was colluding, it makes me laugh, was colluding with the Soviets to get elected, once they came up with that scenario, they had to investigate. Can you imagine if we hadn't had a Mueller investigation and we hadn't come to a point where we could draw a line and say, okay, this was stupid, or there is something here? We all knew there wasn't going to be anything there. The alternative is terrible, of thinking that they would attempt to run the country day in and day out by Look what they called Trump when they didn't even know whether he was guilty or not. Some of the names and some of the stuff that has been said about him. Be the only reason I would think that some of them would want to turn around and say, you know, maybe we got a little bit too excited. You know, we apologize at least to our readers for or our followers from kind of misguiding you a little bit, because there's nothing here. But no, I said to my wife, watch this. We turned on Fox, and Fox said, no conspiracy, and obstruction of justice is still on the table. But how do you obstruct justice when there has been no conspiracy against justice? I don't get that. Trump has said from day one, this is a witch hunt. You're chasing stuff down a crazy rabbit hole. Where was the obstruction of justice? How can you obstruct the justice when there has been no law broken? I don't get it. And they're going to, again, the Democrats are going to make complete fools out of themselves, and they're going to take this lack of obstruction of justice, which the Justice Department has already said, there's nothing there. We've read it. There's nothing there. We are not chasing obstruction of justice.
Now, Larkin, as a seasoned political fox, I'm going to ask you, when did you suspect that this was a fake thing to begin with?
From the beginning, honestly, in my heart of hearts.
Yeah, day one.
Day one, I knew there is no way that a man running for president in this country is so diabolical and so hates this country so much that he would collude with the enemy to get elected. I'm sorry. That is such an egregious claim. I mean, I can't imagine. I can't imagine that Trump didn't say more outrageous things than it's a witch hunt. I would have been personally insulted if somebody were to suggest that in order for me to become a congressman, I would employ the Russians or the enemy of any sort to get it. That's what a grievous assault, insult. I mean, seriously.
Wait, Larkin, yeah. That's right. You know, Larkin, I want to just say this. I think that this also puts on the table that we need a timeline on something like this important, where the president or people in the House or Senate are involved. They should have 6 months, and in 6 months we will tell you exactly what we found, and in 6 months there's no reason for us to continue. This continued through the midterm election, which caused a lot of doubt and hate and anger.
Yep.
And all of this went on and on like a sore thumb. It would never go away.
Larkin's got a lot of meat on those baby back ribs that he just served up there. Michael, the issue is never the issue. And I say that all the time because what is sold as the narrative is not really what the issue is. I said it before the election. After the election, I will say it again because I just believe I have approximately three years of evidence that I've compiled that I believe, not that I'm saying I believe I've got the right to be right, but I believe the evidence proves beyond a reasonable doubt that the end game for the 2016 election, and I know Mark agrees with this, the end game of the 2016 election, Michael, was for the Democrats to own America and never lose the presidency, federal courts, or Supreme Court ever again. Ever.
Yeah, I agree.
That was the end game. And all of the make history because our candidate was born with the XX chromosome is just narrative. Doesn't matter who the nominee was. What mattered was the party apparatus ruling America, owning the country and creating a de facto one-party country, which would then usher in a brand of politics that I alluded to earlier, which is where you fear the government and you beg the government for your rights. Just like the ration ticket, Michael, that's on my desk.
I received that from you, Rich. Yes, yeah. Unbelievable.
So you guys have to please, and Michael, I know you linked to my show and my site. Thank you. You guys have to read the article that I just published this past week. It's going to be published in numerous outlets, where I break down what I think is really happening. And what I argue is that what's going on, Larkin, with the Democratic Party today very eerily mirrors what happened in Russia in 1917 when Lenin, John Lenin? No, Vladimir Lenin. Who's that? Exactly. When Lenin and the Bolsheviks, was McCartney with him that day? When Lenin and the Bolsheviks stormed the Duma, the Russian provisional government, and took over, which ushered in the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics and the Russian Communist Party, Michael. So, Larkin, your point about is that the best they've got? I'm going to tell you something. The people, the Leninists now in the Democratic Party who are trying to work their way in, like the anti-Semite Omar, the congresswoman from Michigan, Rashida Tlaib, who was just in a speech recently and made a reference to her enemy, how she likes a quote that talks about her enemies floating dead in a river. Do you guys know about that? And then, of course, you've got Sandy, the socialist schoolgirl, which is an FYI. Socialists don't actually believe in the socialism they peddle. I'm still waiting, Larkin, for someone to show me how Barack and Michelle Obama, how much fundamental transformation is in their $8 million home. That's a lot of room for fundamental transformation, I got to tell you. No one believes the bull, Michael, come out of their mouth. So I would ask that you guys please share that article, because I think what's happening is actually far more frightening, Michael, than we realize. And, President Trump, what he ushered in, it's fine if you don't like the guy personally. I don't, certain traits I don't care for about him. But the question is, what is the kind of country we want? President Trump, what he ushered in was to rebel against the two-party industrial complex, the big government industrial complex, and to bring in a government where the government is subservient to the people. And the government should fear the people. When the government is fearing the people, Mark, we have liberty and we have freedom. That's what we have. When we fear the government, there is tyranny. And the parallels, Michael, between now and a century ago that happened in Russia are like you hold a mirror up to it. And it shows you that history will repeat. There is a reason, Michael, why Democrats have an interest in whitewashing our American history, which, by the way, I don't sit here and blame Fugazi Ahanis, Chief Crackabeer, the untamed shrew, Elizabeth Warren. I don't blame her for all the inventions of Democrats with the KKK, Jim Crow, burning crosses on the front lawn of black families' homes. I don't blame her. She had nothing to do with that at all. But they whitewash that part of their history and then try to say that it's the opposition who really believes in that. There's another reason that they whitewash world history, Michael, because what people will find with any moderately objective reading of history is that the modern-day Democratic Party ideology is an amalgam of the worst ideologies, mass-suffering ideologies of the 20th and 21st century. That's what it is. Show me a man, I'll show you his crime. Your rights come from government. Wrong. Our rights, Michael, are constitutionally guaranteed from the founding of this country. Mark, do you agree with this?
you're always on target, Richard.
Rich, I want to tell you this.
This is what we're up against.
This is the bottom line.
Hold on, Michael. Michael, I just got to say, lest I let the Tetsuo Republican off the hook. We can't seem to get consecutive days of the Republican Party supporting and standing by their president. How many times? I want you guys to find me a singular time. Maybe the Trans-Pacific Partnership might be the only time when Democrats en masse objected to President Obama. For 8 years, Democrats cheered elections have consequences. I won and you lost. And I told Republican after Republican, Larkin, they were right. And Larkin, I agree with you. I never thought it was right when Mitch McConnell said, we're going to do everything to obstruct. That was wrong.
That was wrong.
I never said it was right. It was wrong.
Very
but
poor.
What has happened now is that on steroids. It's what they've done is they've just evolved that, they fundamentally transformed Sorry, I should not be saying fundamental transformation after surgery and on antibiotics and painkillers, but they fundamentally transformed. We're not going to work with him to this, what happened now.
Well, you know, Rich, I want to just add one thing to all this. During the last 2 years, a lot of time was wasted. I hope during the next 2 years, no time will be wasted. We'll be able to focus. And all those people that were on those committees that did so much talking over the last 2 years, how they knew everything in this, I think they should all resign in total disgrace from their committees or the House or whatever, because their words are no longer of any value. These people that came on television shows and talked, you know, this and that they had facts and figures, nothing was true.
And it's all recorded, Mike.
And it's all recorded, and it should be put up on the media one after the other. As I saw some of these people saying this, I said, how can they say this? There's been no report from Mr. Mueller. How can they be exact? Do they have an inside door to his office or something? The answer was no. It was all witch huntery. The total witch hunt of the world was in America, the home of the free and the land of the brave. But now maybe we can turn the page and do something in a very, very positive way. Well, I witnessed what my family witnessed, with friends and supporters witnessed, should never go on again. You know, you're talking about these people running for office, running for president. Did any one of them, since they announced that they want to run for presidency of the United States, tell us how they're going to build jobs in America, how they're going to help make life better in America? No, they're telling us one after the other what they're going to give away with the actual taxpayers' money. That's not what it should be. We should make some standards that say, no, I'm sorry, this is not what we're going to permit in the future. We don't want our money pissed away on all these kind of idiotic ideas. Yes,
Michael,
sir.
Kamala Harris has come out with a grand plan. I think this is her first public statement. She's just going to give every teacher in America a $12,500 a year raise, scraped right off the top.
Now, Larkin, if that teacher was educating and producing unbelievable results, maybe something like that could be justified. But I think we have to have a report card on the teachers. A report card on the teachers.
Michael. Under no circumstance can anybody, including Mark Handel, walk into his welding shop and say, okay, everybody in there, y'all get $13,000 a year raise. That's a complete and total disregard for how
a dollar is made.
How it works.
But my point is, Larkin, if there is no way for those teachers to justify that unbelievable raise, because the statistics of our schools is level. It hasn't gone up. We're 32nd in the world of education in many, many areas of what's offered in our schools. We were second. We were first. What happened?
Well, it doesn't have as much to do with administrators and our wonderful, wonderful, effective, working Department of Education. I will show you where the test scores, as they rank against the rest of the world, the day that Jimmy Carter invented the Department of Education. I will put the pencil on that day, and I will run a graph.
Okay.
And I'll run a graph on what it cost us to have the Department of Education, which will be a hockey stick right up.
I'm going to ask Adam Andrzejewski to come on here and give us his opinion. I love that, Larkin. I think all education should have their foundations in the state where it's being provided.
Well, you can't do that until you get rid of the Department of Education.
Absolutely.
Because states are giving all of their money to the National Department of Education, and states that have accomplished a lot and do and are finished near the top in education to get all that money stripped away, and it's given to California and it's given to New York because
right.
these two liberal havens that, by the way, if the Democrats have their way, these two states, to hell with Chicago, these two states will elect the next president. And I want to throw one more piece in here for everybody to think of between now and our next show, and that's Jesse Smollett. You talk about racial injustice.
Unbelievable.
Jesse Smollett. Are you
By our next show, we will hear more and know more about that because this is unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it myself. The justification of this will be discussed on our next broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, as you can hear by the music, it's time for us to sign off. But I'm pleading with you to go on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com to listen to Rich Loge's show. Click on his picture. You can hear Mark Andel's show by going to the logo on the right-hand side. Right under that is Made in America show with Mark Andel. You can also listen to Open the Books and also click on the American Workers Radio symbol. It goes to the link that Mike Sessions put up. Check that out. You'll be very pleased. Ladies and gentlemen, until this Saturday at 11 or next Wednesday at 11 here on 860 AM, I wish you and yours the very best. Have a great one.
All right. Have a great week, guys. Good luck.
Thanks, everyone.